Bobby Bones post show pre show.
We just finished Thursday's show. Mike just handed me a story about a phone that uses AI to block you from taking naked selfies.
What? Why?
I guess if you're just taking too many and it's getting bad, it's kind of biting you in the butt. Like you've had three boyfriends and you've been sending them all naked selfies because you thought they were the one and turns out they're not.
You don't have self-control, so you need this.
Yeah.
Just under 50% of American adults have sent a nude photo or video, but now one phone company says maybe that's not a good idea. The E20, a new budget Android phone from the Japanese company Tone, is a triple camera setup, but the silent feature is AI software within the camera app that blocks users from taking nude selfies. If you take a shot that the phone's image processing algorithm suspects is a nude, it'll block that photo from being saved in your gallery.
Oh, okay.
One of my friends.
Interesting.
One of my friend Lee's. I won't say friend, but friend Lee's, somebody I know. Okay. They were like, you know, I sent a nude picture to my girlfriend, and I was like, what do you do with that after? Do you just leave it in your gallery so if people are swiping through, they see it? And they're like, no, I deleted it from my phone completely. I'm like, no, you didn't. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, I'll show you where it still is if you'd like. He goes, there's no way. So I said, okay, pull up your text message to your girl. And he pulls it up. And I say, okay, when you go to info and you see pictures that you've sent, just because you delete it from your gallery, it's all in there. And I was like, boom, here's your pee-pee.
Whoa!
And he was like, oh my God, I still on my phone. I was like, yeah.
So you saw it?
Well, yeah, I did. And he was
so immature.
we didn't say anything, Amy.
I know, but now I'm laughing at Bobby seeing his friend's thingy.
Which, I mean, I didn't care. It was just another one.
For sure.
But it was like, yeah, but even it's in the cloud, too. You think it's deleted?
Yeah, it's never deleted.
It's never deleted. A man who drove a school bus for 55 years will be laid to rest in a school bus casket. For 55 years, residents of a small town trusted him to bus their children to and from school. He was proud to say he'd never gotten in an accident from 49 to 2005. Wow, look at him. And the school bus casket has the number 3 on it, which is the first school bus he ever drove. He got to see his custom casket 5 years before his death, which is a little weird.
Wow.
But good for him. He really loved it and was proud of it. It was a gift from Jim Hint, the owner of a local funeral home, painted yellow with black hinges with the same lettering that appeared on his 1949 school bus.
Wow, that's cool.
Pretty cool, huh?
I had some really good bus drivers growing up. Like, I'll never forget. Basil was one of the guys. He was great. He always would honk if I was late and wait for me for like 5 minutes.
You mean when you were late?
School
not
bus not could wait 5 minutes.
I wasn't
for
late
you?
All the time.
But all the other kids are like, what?
They were only two because I was the third
late.
One in the morning.
Mm. When I was in... I went to the island for vacation this last Christmas. And the taxi system there is weird because it's island and they get there when they get there. There's no Uber. They go and you just go the route they want to go. You pay them whatever they feel like you should pay. It's not my type of vibe. I like to know when, where, how much, all the time.
Yeah.
And so we go and I'm in the back of this car and I'm driving from the hotel back to the airport. And the taxi driver goes, hey, I'm on. Do you want Burger King? And I was like, I don't. He goes, well, we pick up another couple, and they get in, but they had called ahead, so they want to stop at Burger King.
Oh.
Then we drove to Burger King and sit there and wait for 20 minutes while they went inside of Burger King, and I sat in the back of the car.
It's not convenient.
Yeah.
And then they came out, and I thought maybe they'd be like, hey, I'm going in. Do you want anything? And they didn't. They didn't ask me if I wanted anything.
They didn't?
No.
How rude.
But what was cool was he had TVs. It was an old, like, band cab. But he had TVs and all. The only music he was playing was Boys to Men all the way through it.
Oh.
Nonstop Boys to Men.
Big fan, huh?
Stopping at a Burger King. Yeah. Anything else I want to do? I'm going to the children's hospital, so I have to leave in like the next 5 minutes. But is there anything you'd like to say, Amy, about today's show or anything else?
I'm excited. Well, Travis Denning was on today, which was super fun. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited tomorrow for Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
I like when he comes in.
Americans don't just own a lot of pets. This is the last story I'm going to do. Weirdly attached to them. It's National Love Your Pet Day. Dogs are the most popular pet in America, followed by what?
Cats.
Correct. Then?
Birds.
Fish.
Mm.
Then?
Birds.
Yeah. And then hamsters and gerbils.
Yeah.
10% of people regularly say I love you to their pet.
Yeah.
10% talk to their pet in a special voice. Okay, I'm so far in all of this stuff. 9% give their pet table scraps. I do not. My dog does not. I knew from my last dog wanting everybody's food all the time, I was not going to walk down this with him.
You started early?
Mm-hmm. So no table scraps for him. And 4% admit they probably post too many pictures of their pet on social media. I think that was probably it for me when he first came.
Hmm.
I did post a picture of him asleep last night on my leg, but I'm pretty good there. Although my dog's been acting really good lately, and at least compared to what he used to do. But last night, I was like, what are you chewing on? I walk over and he's chewing on the TV remote. And I'm like, I'll pull it from his mouth real quick. But it turns out he's been chewing on this remote a lot when I was gone. So the whole TV remote, you know how it has that like seam in the middle of it where they attach it together?
Yeah.
It's cracked. It's got bite marks all in it. I got to take it back to the cable place and be like, I need a new remote. He's just slowly, low-key, been chewing on this remote.
It's been his toy. He didn't even know it.
But he has like 100 toys.
Yeah, that's how it works. They don't like your toys.
He eats the remote, and his ice cream sundae is my Peloton shoes. Because they have Velcro, they have straps, they have a little tightening thing on it. Like, if he can get a hold of those, that's his favorite thing to eat in the whole world. But today's National Pet Day.
Mm. What's your voice for him?
I thought you talked normal.
This.
Oh, you
yeah,
don't
so
do
he doesn't
that.
Have the voice.
You don't have the...
But do you say I love you?
Yeah, probably have. I don't not say it. I used to say to my old dog all the time.
Say like, I love you, dude.
Yeah, but I talk to him normally. Yeah.
Remember our old song that we used to have? I only say I love you to my dog.
Oh, yeah. That's old me, Eddie.
Yeah, old you.
That's old me. Okay, we're done. We'll see you guys. Have a great Thursday. This is today's show. Tomorrow, Luke Bryan will be in, and we'll check you tomorrow. All right, bye, everybody.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones. Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's happening, everybody? Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's see what's happening in everybody's life as we all sit around here in our segment called What's the Haps? Hey,
what's the haps?
Kind of exciting for me yesterday. I checked my Instagram mentions and I hit it, and somebody that has a Britney Spears account had posted me on her on their feed, their Instagram story, and I was like, well, that's cool. I click it. It was Britney Spears.
Wait,
really?
What?
Yeah. On Britney Spears' Instagram story account, she posted the TikTok of Caitlyn and I doing her dance.
Get out of
she
here.
Did?
And I just thought it was a random account, so I clicked her name and it was like 30 million followers with a blue check, and I was like, holy moly, Britney Spears reposted me. I could probably be a backup dancer for her now.
For sure, for sure.
Britney. Yeah. Like, cool.
What did your girlfriend think of that?
That's amazing.
I told her, and I'd sent her a message yesterday after the show, and she was like, oh, that's cool. She's not super into the public thing.
Oh, okay.
She's not super anti it, but it's a weird thing to her.
She still think it was cool that Britney Spears reposted her video?
Yeah.
Like, that's gotta be amazing to her.
She thought it was cooler when Monica from Cheer reposted.
Oh, okay.
The same video. Because she's super into Cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was cool. I was geeking out a little bit. That's what's happening with me. Hey,
what's the hatch?
Amy.
So my dad lives at an assisted living place with like lots of other people live there, and they're all older. And I was picking him up, so I pulled into the circle drive where normally he comes out, he gets in, but I'm waiting for him. So I'm just on my phone, not really paying attention. My front door opens, passenger gets in, I look over, I scream. It's not my dad. It's some other really old man. And he can't see very well. And he thought his daughter was also picking him up. And he thought I was his daughter. So he got in the car. And we both scared each other when we looked face to face. Because like then I was close. And he was like, ah! And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's like my daughter's picking me up. So I was like, okay, this just got awkward. So now
that's,
I need
that's
to
funny.
Pay attention when I'm there.
Also, it reminds me of a story. I believe it was in Boston. This woman ordered a lift and she got in the car. And the car starts to drive away with her in it, and her battery dies on her phone. So she's being driven by a Lyft. She has no phone, and she starts to go, this Lyft is not going where I asked it to go. So she starts to think she's being kidnapped.
Oh, for sure.
She has no phone. They're going the wrong direction. She's being kidnapped.
For
Turns
sure.
out she got in the wrong car. They thought they were picking up somebody else, and because they didn't have a phone, they couldn't tell, but it was just the wrong ride share that she got in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked that doesn't happen more often.
Well, I got in one. I was in Los Angeles doing probably American Idol or something, and I don't know much about Los Angeles. I go to the hotel, and I go to work, and then I come back here. And I get in, and I'm like, this is not the right direction. I'm thinking of that. But then I don't want to question them because I don't know California. I'm not LA guy. And so we're driving, and I'm like, this is just not the right direction. I say, hey, man, I think we're going the wrong direction. And the guy turns around, looks at me, and goes... Huh, are you not Jacqueline? I was like, no, what do you think? Of course I'm not Jacqueline.
Do I look like Jacqueline?
Do I look like any Jacqueline you ever met in your whole life? Of course. So I got in the wrong car and we drove for a while too.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Hey.
What's the hat?
Eddie.
I was at Walmart the other day checking out and I saw some sports cards there, you know, by the checkout.
Sports cards?
Yeah, like football cards, baseball cards. And I was like, this is so cool. I'm going to buy a couple packs for my little guys, my foster son and my son, 6 and 5 years old. So I was like, they're going to love this. And so I took it home, and sure enough, man, they loved it. The joy in their eyes of seeing, like, oh, my gosh, look, that's Amari Cooper. That, you got a Pat Mahomes. Like, this is crazy. Oh, do I have a Tom Brady in
Somebody
here?
Somebody got a Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
Did they just fill them up with the big stars, though, more so now than they used to?
Yes, and then they also reprint old players. Like, who's Roger Staubach, Dad? And I'm like, you got a Roger Staubach? But it was just printed this year, so it's probably not worth a lot.
Amy, who's Roger Staubach?
I have no idea.
Amy.
So disappointing.
I mean, he's a quarterback.
Of?
America's team.
He was a quarterback back in the day of the Dallas Cowboys, before we were alive.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just wondered if you knew, because your husband's a big Cowboys fan.
Yes,
you guys don't have the dinner talk at night of favorite Cowboys in history?
No, Staubach stories. No, we don't. Sorry.
Bose, did you collect cards?
Baseball kid? Cards, and I had tons, and would organize them and trade them.
So
and
amazing.
By Beckett and...
I just sat there and watched them kind of like geek over their cards. I'm like, man, that takes me back for sure.
Morgan, number two, do you have anything? I know I didn't ask you if you had one before the show. Is there anything that you'd like to share on What's the Haps? What's happening in your life? And not that you're to come on every day, but I'm looking at you over there working away. What's happening with you right now? Any dude you're dating on the app?
No, I still have no prospects.
Are you on the apps?
Yeah, I just haven't found anybody worth pursuing. But no, my life's pretty boring right now. I've been binging a lot of shows. What's
the most recent show you've watched?
Flash.
Oh, yeah.
I watched 5 seasons of that, which is a little
extreme. 5 seasons? She's out of her mind with the superhero
stuff.
Can
I just drop my kids off at your place?
Yeah, just
that's what they like to watch.
Well, okay, there we go. That's What's the Haps. Hey,
What's the Haps?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So Lunchbox had his baby yesterday. It was born at 1:10 p.m., 7 pounds, 3 ounces. Raymundo won the time bet because you bet it would be after noon.
Yep.
So how much money did you win?
$50 from Eddie. Hand it over.
Did you pay him yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Eddie goes to the hospital to do an interview with Lunchbox, but this is pre-baby.
Pre-baby. I went up, and he said there'd be plenty of time, so just come on up. Okay. So I rolled right in, and the timing was crazy.
Here you go.
Lunchbox, wait, it's go time.
Dude, you guys brought Chick-fil-A for lunch, and I was all just kind of goofing around. I walk in, the doctor's like, oh, it's time to push. Like, I thought I had hours, but no, it's going. It's go time.
What does that mean, time to push? Like, what do you do during this?
I stand next to my wife, and I'm like, oh, you're amazing, you can do it. And I hold her hand, and then she says, don't touch me. And then I'm like, okay. And then she's like, hold my hand. And I'm like, okay. And then she's like, don't touch me.
How long do you think this is supposed to take?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, I thought it was going to take all day, so this could probably take 10 minutes. Who knows?
Yeah.
I better go to the bathroom before this comes out.
How long did it take from when you left he had it?
We were there, I think we got there at about noon.
Mm-hmm. So about an hour later.
So about an hour later, the baby was out.
Wow.
We haven't revealed the gender yet. That'll be tomorrow. He wants to reveal it tomorrow. So we'll do the gender reveal tomorrow.
Hmm.
And everything was good, though?
It was crazy. Like, it was just a regular hospital room. I thought that they had a delivery room. They would go somewhere else. And when I get there and do this interview, the nurses are all setting up the delivery table, which is just a table. It looks like a regular coffee table. And they're putting blankets over it. And they're like, all right, time for you guys to leave because this baby's about to come out. I'm like, wow, I've never seen that. Because my babies were cesarean section, C-section. It was nothing like this.
So Lunch did have a second baby. Tomorrow, we'll find out the gender. Yesterday, a big day for us, too, because we won the ACM for National Radio Show.
Yeah.
And then I got I don't think he'll mind me playing this, but Keith Urban called and left me a voicemail. Here it is.
Because you got the personality of the year award, Bobby Bones, you're a legend from Arkansas. Personality of the year award, Raging Idiots. I'm lining up at the door. Oh, I can't. Anyway, hey, Bobby. Congrats, man. Congrats on your ICM. Kick ass. It's Keith. Bye.
There you go. At the end,
it's Keith.
Like I've listened to it the whole time and not known who it was. I just am so confused. Who is this? It's Keith. Oh!
That's so cool, man.
So, yeah, I posted on Instagram yesterday, very super cool. Just we'll never be lost on us how lucky we are to be up here and have you guys that are listening and supporting and actually making all that stuff happen. So appreciate that. So it was a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
Between Lunchbox Adams' baby,
yeah,
winning the ACM. Anything happen with you yesterday?
Well, that. The ACM, no, nothing to, no, nothing exciting. Like, that big. Was the most exciting part.
Yeah.
But small would be, yeah, my husband came home. He'd been out of town for a little bit, so that was good.
Eddie?
I got to get a nap. That was a really good part.
You know what? I took a nap yesterday, too.
Did you? How long?
How was it?
It was long for me. I think it was about 45 minutes.
That's great.
Yeah, I woke up and went, it was like, wow, this is what they feel like.
Yeah, every day. Because
I don't have to travel for... we're going to go to Tampa and do Strawberry Fest. That's on a weekend coming up on March 1st. But I have to travel for American Idol for a few weeks. We've done all the stuff that's about to air. So I'm just like home. A little bit I have guilt. I was talking to my therapist about this. It's like I wake up and have like an hour and a half with nothing on my calendar. It's happened twice. And I don't know what to do. And then I feel guilty that I'm not doing something productive.
What did she say about that?
Yeah.
She's like, you just have to get used to that feeling.
Yeah.
Because you need to figure out a hobby.
What was therapy yesterday?
Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, normally you bring us like something that you've learned or a breakthrough.
What did I learn this week?
I don't know. I mean, I guess she gave you that advice.
No, but
I mean,
that was like a throwaway.
I like when you give us, yeah.
You're like, I already knew that.
I like when you give us stuff. It's almost like you're helping out our people. The people, for those that can't go to therapy, you do. And then you share.
I told her that it's been going so well.
This thing you do to yourself.
I haven't even said words yet.
I know
Amy.
What you're going to say.
No, I told her that it's been going so well with my girlfriend in this new relationship that as great as it's been, I don't say that it's been going great. I say it's been going pretty good. I said, because if it's so good that it can't be real. So what I go is, it's going real well. It's going good. When people ask, well, she's like, is it better than that? I'm like, yeah, but I can't even think of myself as being, because I think that if it's going so amazing that it's not real, because I want it to be real. And so I'm like, it feels real. And it's going real good. And she's like, it's okay for you to say it's going wonderfully. And I'm like, but I can't say that.
You've never done that.
Yeah. Well, I've never even said it's been going great.
Yeah.
I'm also trying to be really, I'm very intentional for the first time ever in a relationship. You know, I go, this is what I'm, short term and long term. This is what I'm looking for. This is how I feel. This is how I want to feel. This is how I hope you make you feel. So I'm trying to be very intentional. Maybe more so than is needed, but I've just learned a lot about myself, and so I'm trying to lay it all out there in this.
That's good.
So, that's it.
Okay.
That's all you have to say? You drug all that out of me, and then you have nothing to say.
No, I'm thinking about it. It was a different direction. I thought you were going to say, because a lot of times when life is going well, you're like, it's going too good. Like, life is too good right now. Something bad is going to happen.
I do think that a bit, but that wasn't what that was about.
Yeah, now I see. And I'm processing what you're saying, and I...
Well, because what happens is whenever you get these love feelings or emotions, it's chemicals in your brain, and it's a bit of a fog, and it's not real, because what you're doing is feeling these chemicals that don't last forever. And so you can be blinded by this rush of, this is so amazing. And I'm going, well, if it feels that amazing, I don't want to have those chemicals. I'm trying to fight through those chemicals and get to the real part of it. And so I don't want it to feel so great that it feels like it could be chemicals in my brain, these hormones. What I'm doing is going, nope, not that. This is real. So it's not that. So I'm trying to talk it down.
So are you going to take her advice and say it's okay to feel that it's wonderful?
Why would I take her advice?
Well, I mean, you're
she's just the therapist.
Paying her to do.
I don't walk out of the room and go, I'm going to now change up my style, but it's mostly like to reflect. It's a mirror. That whole thing's a mirror.
Is there any chance that you would just let things happen to you?
Like, what do you mean?
Kind of like this whole relationship. Is there any chance that you can maybe just let it happen?
You mean sit back and enjoy the ride?
I am a bit, more so than I ever have.
But after that explanation, it sounds like you're not, because you broke it down like an equation.
This is his version of it. Because sitting back and relaxing and enjoying the ride would be like you're not trying to fight off chemicals in your brain that you cannot help if they're released or not.
But don't you understand that I think this is so real that I don't want to be blinded by whatever fog?
Yes. Yes, and that's smart.
It's a good thing.
It's smart, and really, like, I think that most people should probably go through a relationship like that, but I don't think anyone's ever gone through a relationship like
that. She says the same thing. She's like, you know, I don't have people that come in and do data analytics on feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, but that's what I do. Like, I'm trying to look ahead and I see a future here, and I don't want to be so blinded by the immediate future that I can't see past that. And she's like, sometimes you just have to feel a little bit. So like, find a middle ground.
Do you talk to Caitlin about your therapy sessions?
Sometimes. It's just a kind of weird thing to be like, just love therapy. Let's debrief. But yeah, you know,
Or she may ask. She may know you're at therapy.
That's what happens
like,
mostly.
She may just say, hey, what'd y'all talk about?
She was like, how's therapy? And I go, fine. So anyway.
How was your day?
What she gets irritated by a little bit is when she finds out things about our relationship on this show that I don't say to her. But I'm like, I'm just talking to my friends.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know stuff that
it's
you
like
tell
she's,
your friends.
She's dropping.
Yeah. So that was the deal.
Okay, cool.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Last night was the Democratic presidential debate in Las Vegas. You can see all the highlights at abcnews.com. In other news, rapper Pop Smoke, an up-and-coming artist from Brooklyn, was shot and killed at his home in Hollywood Hills, California. Officials have not said whether it was a targeted or random attack. And finally, amazing news, NASCAR driver Ryan Newman has been released from the hospital following his Daytona 500 crash. Pictures show him walking hand-in-hand with his two daughters.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Raylan. Raylan is on with us right now. How you been? What's going on with you?
I'm doing great.
I'm looking at a picture on your Instagram. I did not know you got this humongous tattoo on the inside of your forearm.
Yeah, that's what happens when artists get time off.
Amy, it's going from the inside of her wrist all the way to that bend in the elbow.
I've seen it. It's beautiful. It's like a flower, but then I also don't know. I was wondering when I saw it too, like what the triangle means inside the flower.
Well, I got it for Love Triangle when it went gold. I wanted to just do something to kind of represent the beauty of like my parents' divorce and what that meant to me. And I don't know. I've always wanted to get something for that song, and I thought it would be cool to get flowers around it.
And how long did that take?
Actually, it didn't take that long. I had the horse, and then I had Daughter of the King, and so he just kind of filled in around it. This guy named Bubba Irwin did it. He won Ink Masters a while back. He does a lot of tattoos for, like, Kane Brown, so it only took, like, 2.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Dang, that's pretty good.
That's fast.
Yeah, he slayed it. I'm upset. I literally walked out of there with a damn half sleeve, though. I was like, oh, here we go.
Does look like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's
for
legit.
Sure.
Amy, you have a question for Raylan?
Yeah, so my husband, he was in the Air Force for a lot of years, so I know what it's like to not have your spouse around, and just curious if you have advice for people that might be going through something similar right now.
My advice and what I've found has been the most helpful is finding a community of people that know what you're going through. It's easy, I mean, to have your family around you, that's one thing, but to have people to call on that know what it's like to have their husband be away or their significant other is the most important thing. And I know when Josh was gone for 14 weeks, I had a few women that their husband was gone too, and just to be able to vent about it to somebody that knows exactly what you're going through is really important.
Raylan is on with us right now. You wrote the song Bra Off about an ex-boyfriend. Did you run it by your husband before you recorded it? What was that conversation about?
He thought it was hilarious. Josh loves it when I poke fun at my exes. Are you kidding me? He's like, he's super confident. Yeah, I was dating this douchebag, and we won't name names, but, you know, douchebags are hot. But sometimes they're just not meant to be. They're not the one. And but it still sucks to break up with the ones that are not the one because they're cool and, you know, fun to hang out with every once in a while. But I just knew it wasn't the right thing, and I thought that I was going to be sad the day that we broke up. But I actually felt such a release, and it was literally like taking my bra off.
Raylan, good to talk to you. Appreciate the time.
Good to talk to you, too.
Bye-bye. Yes, Bobby Bones. So this medical team gets together at King College Hospital, and they work to remove a tumor from Dagmar Turner. They asked her to play the violin as the surgery was happening to ensure parts of the brain which control delicate hand movements and coordination were not damaged. So they have a curtain, basically from her forehead up, and she's leaned up. You know how if you're in like a Tempur-Pedic and you go and it kind of leans you up in the bed a little bit?
Yeah.
She's up like that, and they hand her the violin as they've cut into her head, because I'm going to play the clip in a second. And she takes it and puts it like under her chin, and she's playing the violin in the video. And as they're doing the surgery, you're seeing the camera looking on the brain, and it's wild.
Wow.
So she was worried, and obviously, that the surgery would leave her unable to perform. The doctors managed to remove over 90% of the tumor and retained all movement and function in her left hand. 3 days after the procedure, she was well enough to go home to her husband and son. Here is a clip of her playing the violin during her surgery.
Fantastic. Well done.
be honest, I thought she's a little better than that. No.
Stop.
I don't know.
She's got her head up wide open. You're like, well,
I mean,
good.
Come on. Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. The brain is so fascinating to me. Did I mention on this show, listen to that TED Talk about the woman who had a stroke?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Maybe it was on the Bobbycast. I don't know. Who cares? But here's what happened. She was basically someone who had studied the brain, and she was studying the effects of what a stroke does to you. Then she had a stroke, and it took her like 8 years to fully bounce back, but she documented all of it.
Yeah.
Like what it was like to go through it. She was like, she could have studied it for 100 years and not had the information that she had from, she was studying it before, then had a stroke.
It's incredible.
And then came all the way back through it and now is talking about it.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Crazy.
I remember going to surgery. When I was a kid, I fell off a house onto a boat trailer and ruptured my spleen, ruptured a lot of organs internally. That's why I was in the hospital a lot as a kid, but I can remember going in and them going, oh, we have to get you in right now, because I had a lot of bleeding internally. And so we go, and I remember them putting me in the clothes and them going, all right, put this mask on, count back from 100, vividly. And going, what do you mean count back? They're like, if you count back from 100, you'll go to sleep. And I was like, well, that's not true. 90.
Done.
Forgot. That's it.
Done. And so, and then I remember waking up, and it felt like days and days later, but I remember waking up and it was like in a TV show where people are standing over the top of you in a circle. And that's what it felt like. I was like, boom, eyes open, and everybody, mostly from church, and it was my mom, my grandma, and they were above. And I was just like, wow, because it all happened so fast.
How old were you, you said?
6, 7 years old.
It's funny to me that you, even at 6 or 7, he was still, I mean, like, well, that's not true if I count backwards.
I was like, there's no way I'll go to sleep.
Try me.
90, no.
You're done.
So
the challenger.
But I remember that going to the hospital like that. Anyway, I thought that was a pretty cool video and pretty cool story that they were able to do that.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Florida Georgia Line teamed up with Justin Bieber for a country remix of his latest single, Yummy. Here it is. Luke Bryan teamed up with Constellation Brands to launch a beer called Tulane American Golden Lager. He played a big part in the entire beer making process, and the beer will drop March 2nd in several states. Brett Young shared that he has a few songs that are too personal for him to release.
I think writing is therapeutic for me. So I have 3 songs that I've written in the last 2 years that are so important and personal to me, and I love them very much. And I don't think they're even close to good enough to ever be heard. But they're meaningful to me because I needed to get that out that day.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Over to our video producer, Eddie.
A picture of a puppy and a pigeon snuggling together has touched the heart of millions and raised so much money. This is a viral video that came out or a picture of a little chihuahua and a dove. The thing is, the chihuahua can't walk and the dove can't fly. So they're in this little, it's like a shelter for hurt animals. And the picture of them together is just the cutest thing in the whole wide world. And it's raised over $6,000 for this shelter.
Aww.
I mean, they're like cuddling.
That is cute.
And guys, I grew up with chihuahuas, and they're some of the best dogs.
Really?
Ever.
I thought they always seemed loud and yappy, and they bit you.
Well, they're loyal, so if you own them, they love you. But if you're a stranger, they don't care if they're like 1 inch tall. They'll try to bite your feet.
Okay. It's like Patrick Beverly. You want them on your team. You like them on your team. You just don't like them when they're not with you.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about. That's a good story right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Filling in for Lunchbox, producer Eddie.
So a guy goes into a Stop and Shop and he steals a bunch of Red Bulls. But guess what? He leaves his cell phone there, right? So the store
That's so funny when people do that, because I feel like I would do that.
So the store clerk calls the police. Police shows up. They're like, oh, look at this. He forgot his cell phone. So they went to Facebook, found his account, and messaged him and said, to the person that helped themselves to Red Bull today at the
Stop
and Shop.
They posted on his line.
Yeah, because they have his phone. You can't text him, right? So they said, to the person who helped themselves with Red Bull today at the Stop and Shop without paying, you dropped your phone at the scene. We have it, so let's make a trade. Bring us back the Red Bull. We'll give you back your phone.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
They didn't arrest him.
Still no word from the guy, though.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't come back either. And by the way, he doesn't have a lock on his phone, like no code or swipe.
Let's be real. It's probably his birthday, right?
his birthday.
But they don't know his birthday.
Oh, no, but I'm saying they don't. Oh, I would say that it's a phone that doesn't have it, like an old flip phone or something.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's funny. I wouldn't go back either, though, because I'd feel like they're going to arrest me.
So the phone's just a loss.
I would, but they know who he is.
They do. They know everything about him. I'm sure they'd probably go to his house and find the dude.
I follow Matt Jones, who does Kentucky Sports Radio. I think he's brilliant. I think he's great at what he does on the radio, but also a really funny guy on Twitter. And he was tweeting, he tweeted a video of this guy going in to rob a chicken strip place. What's one of the famous chicken strip places?
Cane's?
Exactly, that's what it was, Cane's in Kentucky. This guy goes in to rob a Cane's, and he's got a mask on, and he's got a gun. He's like, give me your money. And there are two cops sitting behind him.
Oh my gosh.
And he robs it, and they're like, all right. So they pull their guns out, and they walk out, they run out the door to get him. It was just a funny video, and some guy tweets, and he goes, that's why you should always carry guns in public, wear big guns. And he's like, well, no one's saying take guns out of cops' hands. This is a whole funny thing.
Oh, man, you got to know your surroundings.
Yeah, if you're going to rob,
don't leave
anything behind. Now we're giving tips to robbers.
Guys, listen up. This is important.
All right. Is that Eddie? Is that it?
That's it. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Ed is the oldest. Morgan, number two, is the youngest on our show, which is what our game's all about. Elder versus millennial. Eddie answers questions that millennials know.
Yeah, I got to get in the right headspace right now.
What is that headspace for you?
I'm just kind of envisioning the Disney Channel, the TV Guide, kind of like those shows that...
TV Guide?
Yeah, like Secret Life of Zack and Cody, okay. Hannah Montana. I'm visualizing that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask you questions first, okay?
Yeah, come on.
It's all kids shows, only shows.
Right.
Eddie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
These are questions that Morgan, number two, would probably know because she's 26 years old. Will you know them? That's the question. Number one, before he was a pop star, Shawn Mendes got his start by posting his covers where? Before he's a big pop star, Shawn Mendes got his start by posting his cover songs where?
Oh, yeah, man. He's probably one of the OGs of this. He started posting it on YouTube.
YouTube.
Not right, Amy. It's not right.
Morgan, number two, you can steal.
It's the OG of TikTok. It's Vine.
Vine.
Boom.
He was a Vine star?
He was a Vine kid.
So dumb.
You know who the real OG of being discovered on YouTube is?
Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. My bad. Two different people.
Eddie, who starred alongside Paris Hilton in the show The Simple Life?
Oh, I know this one.
Who starred alongside Paris Hilton in the show The Simple Life?
That is Lionel's daughter, Nicole. Nicole Richie.
Nice. Woo! 1-1. Eddie, what pop singer starred in the Disney Channel show Sunny with a Chance? Sunny with a Chance. What Disney
show? I'm going through the TV Guide right now, the Disney Channel. Sunny with a Chance of what?
Well, the show's called Sunny with a Chance.
Okay. Oh, Lucy Hale. Dang it.
Morgan, number two, you look a little perplexed.
Yeah, this is a little bit past when I was watching Disney that this show came out.
You can steal? Who do you think it is?
Demi Lovato.
Yeah! Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, we go over to Morgan, number two, now with three questions that Eddie would know. Question number one. Morgan, number two, before cell phones, this was a type of telephone call which was paid for by the person who receives the call rather than the person who makes the call. I'll ask it again. Before cell phones, this was a type of telephone call which is paid for by the person who receives the call rather than the person who makes the call.
A type of phone call?
This is a type of telephone call.
Collect call? Yes! Well, I didn't know that. I just guessed that. That was just in my head somewhere.
That's crazy. Can't believe you got that.
Morgan, number two. What 80s movie was about a high school student who was determined to have a day off from school? What 80s movie was about a high school student who was determined to have a day off from school?
I do not know any 80s movies, so I'm going to just guess Breakfast Club.
Eddie, you can steal this.
That, my friend, is Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh. Correct. I don't think I've ever seen that either.
You've never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No.
Oh, did you have to watch it? It's still a great movie.
Is it, though, or is it because you watched it and liked it? Then
it's a great movie. The concept is hilarious.
One final question.
Come on.
Morgan number two, Kurt Cobain would have turned 53 years old today.
Oh, wow.
What band was Kurt Cobain in? Kurt Cobain, today would have been his birthday, 53. If he's alive, what band would he have been in?
I want to say it was a rock band.
She knows it.
Are you doing the Lunchbox Possum thing where you...
No, I really don't know. Okay. Like, I know him, and I want to say it's, like, deep in my brain somewhere, but...
If you get this, you win.
If I don't, are we tied?
If you don't, he can steal and be tied, yeah.
And I know he knows this.
Kurt Cobain is the singer of what band? Go ahead.
The Rolling Stones.
Wow. Eddie?
That's Nirvana, Bones. Come on.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, a speed round.
Yes.
Of the rest of the questions. We'll see how many you get, Eddie, and then we'll compare that to hers.
You got it. Let's go.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink is a quote from what movie, Eddie?
That is definitely High School Musical.
Incorrect. What does YOLO stand for?
You only live once.
Correct. On SpongeBob SquarePants, what's the name of SpongeBob's pet snail?
Plankton.
Incorrect. Gary. Team PETA and Team Gale are associated with what movie franchise?
Team PETA and Team Gale? Super Dogs.
Hunger Games. Incorrect. Proactiv and Differin are products used to treat what?
Proactiv and what?
Differin.
Athlete's foot.
Incorrect. Acne. So you got one of five.
Oh my gosh. What was the We Wear Pink?
Mean Girls.
Yeah. Okay.
Morgan number two, here are your five questions. We'll see if you can beat that for the win. If you don't, if you tie, whatever, you just tie. Ashton Kutcher is known for his acting, but it was also host for what MTV?
Punk'd.
Correct.
Oh, great.
Is that your final answer? Was a catchphrase from what show?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Correct. Let's just roll to the rest. There Alicia Silverstone starred in one of the 90s most defining movies. What movie?
Clueless.
Correct. Where's the Beef was a slogan used by what fast food restaurant?
Arby's?
Wendy's.
Oh.
Finish this group name, Huey Lewis and the blank.
Rockets?
Huey Lewis in the News. But you are the winner. There she is.
Yeah.
And takes the lead 6-5.
That's right.
Yes.
How do you like that tiebreaker, Wade?
That's great.
We'll just
That's
awesome. It's like fast.
30 seconds on the clock and roll the tiebreaker.
I mean, you have the pressure to answer them quick, so it makes it a lot harder, but yeah. I like it. The Bobby Bones
Show. Do you ever listen to our show back?
Not really.
Yeah, me either.
Sorry.
But no, I don't either.
I was
either.
Like, shoot, should I be?
Why don't you?
I guess I just don't like hearing myself. Same thing with my podcast. I can't listen. Sometimes I have to listen back if I'm listening for something that I need to know the time, and I just cringe.
Over 40% of people say they don't like hearing the sound of their own voice.
Yeah.
Including around 16% who hate it. We hear recordings of our own voice a lot because of the line of work that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll just be driving on the road and hear me doing like, hey, let me tell you what car to buy. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But a ton of people actually hate listening to themselves. And you know why it sounds different? Is that we're hearing our voice from inside of our bones.
Yeah.
Like we hear just a different, like a audibly different sound.
Yeah, like I think I sound way cooler than I really do, but I don't at all.
And I don't sound that cool.
I don't
like listening to myself because I don't speak well. And I'm like, man, I wish I would just slow down, enunciate, have a little more clarity in my speech. But yeah, I don't ever listen to the show back. The Bobby Bones Show. Hey, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I had a really good day. I even got a call from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette,
which is the statewide paper of Arkansas.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Which is my home.
And yeah. I was like, oh, hey, whatever do you need me for? And apparently they're running like a major feature on Bobby, like to show Arkansas how proud they are of him and who he is, because they fear that some people don't know who you are.
Well, I think most people don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Let's not get it twisted.
Like, I think they even had statistics on it. Like, one in four of their readers doesn't know the name with the face.
1-4. That's great.
Yeah, it's
3-4, dude.
Yep.
That's amazing. I just assume in my life that nobody knows who I am.
Either way.
That, I'll tell you that.
Either way.
Yeah.
But I thought it was cool that they want to run it on you, and they're doing this whole piece, and it's going to be great. And they asked me questions, and I answered them.
Well, I did an interview with them. They drove to Nashville just to do an interview, but I didn't really know what it was for.
Oh.
I thought, well, it's my hometown paper. I'd love to talk to them. And so I talked, and it seems like they've been reaching out to people, too. I hope it's not some deep, dark expose.
It's like the Mr. Rogers movie.
Where they come, they're trying to get him, but yeah. Hopefully they learn.
They can't find anything on Bobby.
So what do they ask you?
I mean, we just talked about our relationship, the dynamic on the show.
Well, what's the dynamic on the show? Like, what do you add to
they
that?
They asked me kind of my role. Like, I think they used the word mother hen.
I didn't use that word.
I know, but that's what they asked me. And I said, oh, interesting. I mean, I don't know. I guess I would say sometimes I take on that role. And they said, well, what about with Bobby specifically? And I just said that I know that I care about you. So sometimes I do have a role of like making sure you're good, you're taken care of. But, you know, that's at times that you maybe don't have a girlfriend, or I want to make sure that you feel like you've got a place to go. You've got family that loves you, because like my family does, stuff like that. I guess that's what I meant by motherly role.
Yeah, because I don't really think of you as a mother hen.
Right. And then they asked me if I wanted to hurry up and see you married or rush that. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't want to rush it, but I know that that's his heart's desire, is like, have kids one day and a wife. So yes, I want that, but I don't think we should rush it. But
we better move it though at a pretty decent pace. You
know? Yeah.
Not getting any younger over here.
And then they asked me what I saw my role in the Bobby Bones governor's life.
Oh, they were asking about me running for governor.
No, this was if you won governor, what would my role be?
Oh, wow. Maybe like, that's what this thing's about.
That
they
was
want
the
to
very
know more
last
about
question.
You because of that?
I will say.
I don't. Maybe it's about that.
Yeah.
That's what they ended with?
I didn't know where it was leading up. And they were like, well, do you have anything else? And I was like, I don't think I'm good. And then they said, well, let me ask you this one last thing. If it was Bobby Bones was governor, what would your role be? It's like, wow, interesting. Guess I need to talk to Bobby about this.
You know, what's been odd, and I haven't talked about me being in politics on the show a lot lately, is that, and I'll share this little tidbit, is that if I were to classify myself, I would for sure be an independent. Like that would be, but there's really not. There aren't many independents that are able to make it, because you need an infrastructure and money to run. And so what's happened with the gubernatorial situation in Arkansas is that prominent members of both parties have reached out to me to be like, hey, would you run in 2 years?
Under our party.
Right. Because the Republicans are like, we want you to run because we don't want Sarah Sanders to run for us. The Democrats are like, Sarah Sanders is going to run over there. Would you run against her? And both of them are like, guys, I don't care who's running. I just want to know if I want to run. Like, I don't, whomever I go against is going to have a nightmare on their hands if I run. But it's just about me if I decide I want to do it. And so right now, 75-25, no.
Oh, really?
But 1-4 is a pretty good shot. Only 1-4 of the readers know me. Mm-hmm. So,
or something like that.
That adds up.
It all comes back. But it is weird to be solicited by both parties, because I do have values on both sides that I'm like, I'm cool. So, but unless someone just said, hey, take that big eye and run on that big eye, I'd be like, here I am, baby.
the
big eye. But it's interesting. I can't wait for the story to come out.
Yeah. Do you know when it's coming out?
Not for a while.
I should have asked that.
Maybe even like March or April. Mm. So I don't know. But we did a photo shoot too, kind of, where they were like, hey, we're going to do a photo shoot. And they took one picture. And I was like, all right, thank you. And I was like,
okay.
And it was like in the hotel. And I was like, hope this isn't what I don't really know what's happening. But it's interesting to hear that they called you about that.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So you know how Alexa's spying on us? I mean, it hears all of our conversations and everything. Well, now you can wear, or soon you'll be able to wear, an anti-smartwatch like bracelet situation where nothing can spy on you. Like you put on this bracelet and it blocks Alexa and your phone and everything from listening to you.
So it just is 10 years ago.
where no one was listening?
Well, it's just...
It would take us back.
Technology is so far now that it's actually taking us back in time.
Mm. It's called the Bracelet of Silence.
I'm looking at it.
And it's going to be about $20 when it's available.
It looks like you're wearing a space-age donut around your wrist. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, it's not cute.
It probably is also stealing from you. Well, you don't know. As it's the one keeping track and just sending it to somebody else.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it so funny, too, that we just take it now? Yeah, Alexa's stealing all our information, hearing it. But our phones are, too.
I know, everything.
Everything is just taking from us. What else?
Okay, so Katy Perry is not inviting her fellow American Idol judges to her wedding. Did you know that?
I know I'm not invited.
Oh. You didn't get invited?
No, I guess Luke and Lionel.
Wait,
I'm
yeah.
not that close to Katy. I'm close to Luke and Lionel. I'm not that close to Katy, so I wouldn't expect to be invited. Well, what's the story?
Yeah, she said she calls herself Bridechilla. She says she's kind of chill. She's not a bridezilla. She's a bridechilla. And she's one of those girls, you know, she got engaged one day, like 3 days later had the venue. Like, it's really not that big of a deal to her, and it's going to be a really small, intimate wedding, so therefore... No Luke Bryan, no Lionel Richie.
Well, I don't know that that's going to be true in the end, because who knows? But her husband, fiance, Orlando Bloom,
mm-hmm.
great looking guy.
Okay.
And quite kind and just warm and available. Like, really, it was a real pleasant experience. I get to have dinner with him. Just was wonderful.
You couldn't stop staring at him.
Yeah, it was great.
It was beautiful. Okay,
right now, like, I can't stop thinking about him. What else you got?
Well, I thought I'd end with a little tell me something good here in the pile, where this dad got on his flight and he was running a little late. So he ended up getting the last seat on the plane in the very back, but he was trying to fly somewhere to get home in time for his twins' father-daughter dance. And if he had to wait for every passenger to deplane, he wouldn't have made it. So the flight attendants, they told everybody the situation, that he really would like to make this dance, and everyone stayed seated until he could get off the plane.
Oh, that's nice. Although they all would have leaned their chairs back.
And then punched the back of the seat.
No, but he was able to make it to the father-daughter dance, but wouldn't have happened if everyone didn't stay seated, which I know for some people that probably wasn't easy to do.
I've been thinking about this seat lean back thing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I fly probably at least once a week. I'm on an airplane a lot.
Yeah.
The seats really don't recline that much.
They don't. It's like an inch.
People are getting way butt hurt over like, boop, like just barely. I feel like they just recline enough to make us feel like they're reclining.
Like, maybe it's like a placebo effect. Like, oh, you think you're reclining it, so.
Just, it's never been that much of a factor with me. People will lean back and I'll be like, oh. But then I'll go, oh, well, if they're leaning back, I'll just lean back to get that room back.
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of leans back. It's just a weird thing. Is it over? Is that story over now?
Like, hopefully.
We feel like it's over?
I haven't seen anything about it.
Well, I mean, just that story, because I continue to see it where people are talking about, should we lean seats back? Should we?
I mean, if they're allowed to lean back, you can lean them back, but don't act like that guy acted ridiculous.
Yeah.
You don't play drums or bang or hit the chair in front of you because it leaned back and you can't lean back. It's childish.
If they put their feet over you or on you, that's a different thing.
Also childish.
Yes, but
gross.
I'm saying that I would be irritated with that because that's them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
If they stuck their feet over your head or something,
then
that's
you annoy
different
them
than
until
someone
they...
leaning back in a chair
right.
that
yeah.
they have the right to lean back. All right, there you go. All right, Amy, I say, is it over? Then I go back on another rant of it. Amy, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Parents with sick kids in the hospital often feel like they can't leave them alone to go and take care of themselves. Because you have a kid, you want to stay with them the whole time. So Lindsay Fife is one of those moms who's been at her daughter's bedside at Akron's Children's Hospital for the last 6 months. But a program inside the hospital treats parents to spa services like a hand massage and a haircut and gives them a much-needed break for a few minutes since they actually can't leave. Her daughter Elena is battling neuroblastoma, and the mom feels like she can't walk away from her child. So what's great for her is that this service exists.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So she can still have a little bit of normalcy and a little bit of rest without actually having to leave. Like a spa day at the hospital. Have I told you about dog spa day?
No.
So something that I thought was hilarious is that Caitlin will take the dog and go, okay, we're going to give the dog spa day. And my dog is a big bulldog. He's getting kind of fat now. And he'll lay on his belly, and I'll rub his belly with two hands, and she'll rub his paws, and he just sits there and takes dog spa day. Just eats it up. She's like, all right, dog spa day. He kind of knows what it is now. And so he'll just kind of lay on his side. And then I'll do two-hand belly scratch, and she'll start rubbing his paws, and he'll just lay there. He's no trouble during dog spa day.
He loves it, huh?
Yeah. I wish I had
a spa day with y'all.
Bobby spa day.
All right, come on, let's do it.
Lay down.
Lay down.
Will you rub my belly?
I got the belly. Right. Amy,
I got the paws.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. All right, going to bring in our guest host for today. He is he's on the chart at number 16 right now with a song called After a Few. Young guy, new country artist. Let's bring in Travis Denning, everyone. Raymundo, if you can play his clip as his intro music, that'd be cool. Here he is.
Oh, yeah.
This guy. Cowboy boots, camouflage hat.
Came prepared.
Denim jacket.
I mean,
you get no more country than you, my friend.
I know, absolutely.
Travis Denning is here. Travis, I was reading about you. We know each other outside of the show, but someone called you, this is a quote, a prolific writer with an unquestionable stage presence. Who called you that exactly?
I'm pretty sure that's my dad's blog, actually. But I mean, that's incredible. I mean, that's exactly what. I mean, I kind of want to be known for my songwriting, but I mean, I love to play guitar, and I mean, I signed up in country music to be on stage. So when all three of those can kind of go into one, I get fired up.
Hey, I read here, it says you have cuts by Aldean, Justin Moore, Michael Ray, and Chase Rice. Does that mean songs that you've written, they ended up recording?
Yeah, yeah. Those were, especially that Aldean song was one of the earliest songs I ever wrote in Nashville. I wrote it in 2013, and he recorded it, and it was on his They Don't Know record. So, yeah, all those songs were songs I was kind of writing as I was kind of finding out who I was as a songwriter and an artist, and luckily they kind of fell in love with it, too.
Travis R. Denning on Instagram. What's R stand for?
Rents. R-E-N-T-Z.
Interesting.
Is that your middle name?
That is. It's a family name from my dad's side. Hmm. It's French, so I'm cultured, if you might was wondering. But, yeah, Rents with a Z. I got a Z in one of my names.
And are you still have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay. You know who his girlfriend is, Eddie?
No.
Let's play guess his girlfriend.
Okay. Is she famous?
Oh, her dad is.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's play.
Is Amy playing too? Do you know Amy?
Amy, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, so Travis Denning's filling in for Lunchbox today. We'll do 10 yes or no questions and see if you can figure out who her dad
this
is.
That's going to be good.
Okay. All right. Take turns. Okay, Eddie, you're first.
Yeah, is her dad a country musician?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Amy.
Was he also on a TV show with his daughter?
No. No. What were you thinking?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh.
Miley?
You're dating Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. You nailed it. Second question. Boom.
Hey, I was just asking.
No, the answer's no.
Okay.
Eddie?
Okay. Was he around in the 70s?
I'm going to say alive, yes.
But not doing country music?
But not doing country music in the 70s. All right. Amy?
Oh, is he on the radio now?
Good question, Amy.
No.
Recurrent.
Yeah. Like he gets played as a throwback. Yeah, so no. The answer is no. Eddie?
This is tough. It's yes or no questions? Okay. Is he from Nashville? Like originally from Tennessee?
No, but nobody is.
Yeah.
All right, that's
who's
why
from
I
here?
That's a unicorn if you're originally from Nashville.
Amy?
Is she in the profession?
No. Yeah, no. Eddie? But that's why I didn't say who she was.
That's
her dad is.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Four more questions, Eddie.
Was he popular in the 90s?
Yes.
All right, now we're getting in there, Amy.
Three left. Can I just say his name?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why are you going to waste a question?
Okay. Well, I was just going to ask,
Go ahead.
Does he wear a cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Yes.
Two left.
All right, I'm gonna guess.
Well, I just shut it.
Why don't
you
guys
talk about it at
the
end? You're a team. You want to talk about it at the end. You have two more questions.
Amy, I'm thinking Alan Jackson. Well,
hold on, you have two more questions.
I'm talking to Amy.
Ask the questions and then deliberate.
Does he have facial hair?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Does he have a mustache?
Facial hair.
No.
Mustache.
No. Right.
No. Clean shaven.
One question left.
Clean shaven.
Yeah. He has smarty pants.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Y'all were pretty dead on, but no, you weren't close at all.
He wears a cowboy hat. Is he? Dark hair. Does he have dark hair?
You can answer that one.
Or blonde.
Don't answer or blonde. Just say yes or no.
Yeah. Dark hair. Yeah. Yeah. He did.
Okay. Maybe it's gray now. Okay.
Okay. That's it. Now that talk about it. Smarty pants.
He did have gray hair. Amy, so that's like Clint Black.
Clint Black is who I thought of.
That's
Garth,
but I don't think he has a daughter available.
Travis Denning is here, guest hosting for Lunchbox. His girlfriend's dad is what we've learned is a famous 90s country artist who wears a cowboy hat. And now you're trying
to... And Garth is on the radio now.
Right, right. I think Clint Black's the one.
Clint Black, John Michael Montgomery.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He kind of had a reaction when you said that.
I know.
John Michael Montgomery. Stretching. I'm not giving anything away.
What is your answer? Because if you don't get it right, bring in the cat food. You'll eat this.
Amy, go with... John Michael Montgomery.
I don't know. It could be.
What is your team answer, Amy?
Do it.
Okay. Sold.
Yeah.
John Michael Montgomery.
The answer is Travis Denning's girlfriend is Madison Montgomery.
Daughter of Clint Black.
No, sorry. Never seen anyone looking so fine, man. I gotta have her. She's a one of a kind.
I'm going once. Going twice, I'm sold.
The lady in the second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Tell him I know every word.
Tell him I said hey.
We told him that he was on our show like 5 months ago.
Who?
And you told him, John Michael Montgomery.
I forget. John Michael Montgomery was on here?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. I thought you meant he was on here and he told us he was dating his daughter. And I was like, oh my gosh, we are horrible people. We forgot. But I want anybody to tell John that.
How long have you been dating?
Almost a year, actually. St. Patrick's Day is technically our anniversary. I mean, I don't know if we ever like picked a day and said we're dating now, but we kind of say St. Patrick's Day because we went downtown and drank and then went to Five Points Pizza.
Cute.
And that was like our first official date.
Well, congratulations, bud.
Thank you.
Yeah, Travis also played my Christmas party.
Yeah, it was great.
He showed up with a guitar and played
that
songs
for us.
That was fun. Yeah. Okay, so let's do the morning corny. Amy has one. And do you have one, Travis?
I do have one.
All right, it better be good. All right, here we go.
The morning corny.
What kind of horses do ghosts ride?
What kind of horses do ghosts ride?
Nightmares.
Mare?
A horse? A mare is a horse.
Mare. That was the morning corny.
Oh, come on.
I don't even have time now. Raymundo has shut me off from being disappointed on jokes. He just plays the clapping.
You got it, right, Travis?
I got it, yeah.
Okay.
Now over to Travis Denning with his corny. Here we go. Travis, hit me.
The morning corny.
Have you guys heard about sleeping in the woods?
Mm-mm.
It's intense.
It's intense.
Intense.
Amy, you didn't even react.
Yeah.
That's rude.
I had to think about it.
It's better
than nightmares. What is there to think about?
Intense, Amy. Intense.
Intense.
Hey, can we play Travis's song?
Intense.
Sounds
good, Travis.
Amy didn't even react. Travis Denning is filling in for Lunchbox. We're going to play a song after a few, which is it number 16 this week? Is that right?
Yes, sir, it is.
How does that feel to have a song?
Pretty amazing. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, just all the time and effort put into shows and stuff and doing that, and all of a sudden it pops up on that little page, and then you see it get in the top 20, and then right outside the top 15. It's great. It's awesome.
Does your girlfriend like you more that you have a hit? Mm-hmm. Is she starting to be like, now, remind me of my dad?
I think, yeah.
Did she say that?
Oh, she compares you to her dad. Oh, man.
That would be terrible.
Early.
That's
early.
Hot.
I think she's pretty indifferent, which is good. I think that's kind of... What you hope for. Honestly, she may be annoyed by it at this point.
Is she a singer?
No, she's not. But she actually has a phenomenal voice. She's a student and plays. She also tears up the piano, but she would hate that I just told y'all that. But she's a really good piano player.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show.
So Travis Denning is filling in for Lunchbox, who, by the way, not to steal your shine, Travis, but just to let our listeners know who's filling in for the rest of the time, on Monday... Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC will be filling in.
Dang.
Yeah, we're going from down here to up here. That's good. Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, from KATV in Little Rock, one of the news stations, I've got one of the anchors coming to Ansley, who I met when I went back to Mountain Pine as she came. So we're just trying to put all different people in the mix here. But it's all down from here, Travis.
Oh, I would say it's all up. You're starting with the lowest expectation, and then it just skyrockets.
Where are your parents from?
They are from Middle Georgia originally. They actually live in Washington, D.C. right now, which is pretty cool.
Is that right? How'd they get up there?
So they've both been civil servants in the Air Force like my whole life. And now that both the kids are out of the house and can pay their own rent, they're up there working out of the Pentagon right now until they retire.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? How about that?
Dude, they love it. It's awesome. They literally live across the street from the Pentagon. So they walk to work every day. It's just them and Obi, their little dog. And they're living it up. They love D.C. so much.
Did you grow up in a military family? Did it feel like that?
No, I mean, because see, they weren't military. Like, they were just government employees. So, you know, we lived in Georgia for pretty much from the time I was born to, like, when I was 10. And then we lived in Utah for, like, 5 years. And then we came back. But we went to Utah because of my parents' jobs. But Warner Robins, Georgia, is a huge Air Force town. I mean, that Air Force base employs, like, 22 or 23,000 people.
Oh, wow.
And that's where you claim as your home.
Yeah, I mean, that's truly my home, yeah.
You know Big Boss Man? You know who that is? The Big Boss Man? The wrestler? No. Right. He's from Georgia. He's used to, you know, his thing, we come out of the baton, beat people up.
Oh, like wrestling?
Yeah.
Old school stuff. All right, Travis Denning is here, filling in for Lunchbox today. Just a quick note, Lunchbox did have his baby. Tomorrow he will tell us what the gender is.
Oh, okay.
In perfect Bobby Bone Show fashion, he wants us to tease it for a day, and then tomorrow he will tell us what, if it's a boy or a girl.
So he's going to call in?
Yeah.
Or something? Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk to him tomorrow.
Cool.
Eddie, do you know?
I do know.
Okay.
I had to know. I made a bet on it.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
I'm like, you tell me right now what it is.
It's probably a boy or a girl.
Yeah, that was 50-50.
Yeah, it's got to be. I would bet that, yeah.
Thanks, Travis.
Let's do, since Travis is here, let's do a Travis Denning Tell Me Something Good.
Okay.
So you know what that is, right?
Yes, it's like good news, good stuff happening in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like positivity. Do we want to hit imaging for him? All right, here we go, Travis. Hold on. Hold tight. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
All right, Travis Denning, what is your Tell Me Something Good?
My Tell Me Something Good is for like the past like 10 days, 2 weeks, I've officially become an uncle again to two twin girls. My sister had two twin girls, and they are just absolutely awesome.
Wow.
Had a perfect birth. Jane and Jolene are the names. So now Jane, Jolene, and Jameson are my nieces and nephew. And it's been awesome. I got to finally, in my busy schedule, I had about 18 hours to drive down to Georgia after a show and went down, and they're just beautiful and absolutely adorable and healthy and cute and crying all the time.
Oh, man,
and,
congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. As an uncle, it's great. You know, I get to hug them, and as soon as they need a diaper change or they cry, they're not mine anymore. You just give them right back. So that's been the fun. Tell me something good in my life.
Would you change the diapers if you needed to? Have you ever changed a baby's diaper?
I've actually never changed a diaper because, you know, it's just not a priority right now in my life. I don't have one. I don't really need to yet. So I haven't taken that crash course yet. But if I absolutely had to.
Like if you had a baby.
Oh, if I had a baby, yes.
Well, you say that, but Eddie had babies. He didn't change diapers.
You didn't change diapers.
Not for
at
my
all.
First two kids, no.
No, I would change my kid's diaper, but I'm not going to change my nephew or niece's diaper.
Is this relationship you're in now the longest you've ever been in?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend is almost a year.
How old do you think Travis is? He looks like he's about 12.
That's what I was
right?
about to ask. And he 12 said
and a half.
Thank
you very much.
No, he drove here.
Yeah.
He was 16.
I saw, yeah. And then he slipped in that his girlfriend is in school. And I was like, what school?
But to be fair, my girlfriend is in school.
True. Okay. That's what
she's
I know.
Back
it could be high school. It could
yes.
be college. It could be grad school.
Like she is what you call a, what do you call someone?
Postgrad?
Like, no. Non-traditional student.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That would
she's
be what
like
my girl. She's 28.
And yeah, she has a career. She was doing her job for 5 years somewhere else and then decided to go to school again. So like, how old are you?
No. You guess. That's the game.
Man, you're getting quizzed
24?
Hard.
24?
Man, I appreciate that.
26?
Oh, no.
Okay,
is she
fine,
right?
24.
Is 24 right?
No, 24 is not right.
But if you appreciate that, then it has to be way higher.
I mean, it's not way higher, but It's just like a little higher.
How old are you, Travis? 27.
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, he's 27. Yeah. How old's your girlfriend?
She's 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know a lot of famous artists that died at 27?
Oh, yeah.
There's a club.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Amy Winehouse,
I guess
Kurt
I'll just
Cobain.
Sleep here until I'm 28 now or I'm safe.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Is you're not that great.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
These are real great
these
artists.
These are true, timeless, like, cornerstone people
you
in music,
a song
and I'm just
16,
me.
Bro. Pump your brakes,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
I got thinking you're Kurt Cobain here, Jimi Hendrix. He's like, you know, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Travis Denning.
I'm left-handed like them, I guess. You know? Yeah, nah, you're right. Don't work.
In all my time in Nashville, I've only ever been able to pick up one person's guitar and just play it because I'm left-handed, and that person's Travis.
Funniest thing that ever, like, I laughed so hard when that happened because you kind of tricked me.
Oh, I was like, this thing's left-handed? And because I assume most people grab your guitar and they're like, how do you do this? And so I did the whole thing. I was like, well, do you put your... And then I started playing, and he's like, for a second, he's like... He's like, what is happening right now?
He hit a C chord, and I'm like, that's kind of a hard chord to try. And I said, oh, wow, he did it. And then he just walked it on down. I mean, my head was blown for about 3 seconds, and I realized
that's one of his old tricks.
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot of those tricks.
He does that with oranges, too. He's like, oh, I've never juggled before.
And then all of a sudden he starts
juggling like a circus act.
Well, what I do is I like stumble with them a little bit first, and I'm like, huh.
You like hustle them a little bit.
How do you
bit.
Think yeah, yeah. they juggle? And then I'm like, whoa, 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 look at this.
So dumb.
That's amazing. Hey, so you're doing a show with Al Dean coming up?
Yeah, this Friday. Charlottesville, Virginia.
Is that a whole, what's happening there? How'd you get on that show?
So Riley Green has a...
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah,
I leave tonight. Riley Green is on that tour. A great friend of mine. He had to bail for something he's doing here in town for CRS and Country Radio Seminar. And so the slot was open. They kind of last minute threw me in. So I'm just excited to start my one date, one leg tour with Jason Aldean.
that's got to be awesome. That's like your, I know what this is called.
Come on, Amy, you got it.
Your Mickey.
Nope.
Wally Pip. He's Wally Pipped right now.
Exactly.
I mean, you have a time to shine.
Do you know who Wally Pip is?
I'm assuming baseball.
Yeah, so he got thrown in to pinch, do something.
Mm-mm.
Run
I'm totally
or hit.
Messing the story up.
Well, tell it, Bobby.
Well, you're using the reference. Go ahead.
Well, I couldn't remember the reference, but I was proud of myself
so
for even
him,
like,
what else?
No,
I'm like Rudy.
He was
like, Rudy.
No, well, I, yeah.
What
I
happened
know.
Was,
yeah, tell him.
Old Wally was first baseman for the Yankees. He got hurt. Lou Gehrig goes in to fill in, and then he keeps his job. Wally Pipp never was back because Lou Gehrig just crushed it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
your buddy Riley Green's
Riley Green
Wally
could Pippen. Be, you could Wally Pipp him.
Yeah. Oh, am I Lou Gehrig?
Yeah, you're Lou Gehrig, bro.
Watch out, Riley.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, Jason Aldean's like, you know what?
He's screw
like,
this, wow. Riley.
I think I'm going to have you out.
He's like, dude, he is just so much better, talented, prettier, everything over Riley. So we're going to keep him out.
Do you think you'll have a lot of memories from this tour?
Man, I think it's just going to be such a huge learning. The amount of things I'm going to learn in a matter of hours.
Ooh, I wonder.
Will last a lifetime.
I wonder if Jason Aldean will get you a tour gift.
Should I prank him? Should I do like an in a tour prank?
Yeah.
You should get him an in a tour gift.
Don't tell him. Just throw water.
You're
in
like,
his face.
Thank you for.
Run out in a mascot uniform on stage and he's
what is the in a tour gift on one day? It's like one beer. It's like here. Thanks for having me out.
Travis Denning is here filling in for Lunchbox. Any artists that you look up to? Like anyone that you like serve as a mentor-ish kind of person?
Actually, Justin Moore is probably the first one that comes to mind. I've known Justin for forever. We share a producer, and he cut two of my songs, Life in the Living and Pickup Lines. And he's just a guy that throughout my whole career I've kind of been able to talk to and bounce things off of. And his advice is always something that I take, you know, pretty close to heart. Growing up in Middle Georgia, actually, I mean, Jason Aldean is from Macon, Georgia, which is about 20 miles north of my hometown. So even just off of a geographical standpoint, you know, I remember seeing him sell out the Macon Coliseum growing up and just thinking, dude, if like somebody from the same neck of the woods as me did it, then like it was such a big motivation to be like, okay, yeah, like I can go give it a shot. I mean, somebody from this area did it too. So definitely Aldean, you know, pretty much all through high school and even after, just because he gave me hope and motivation.
Getting texts here about Travis Denning, who is guest hosting for Lunchbox. It says, I'll be three White Claws in singing his song, David Ashley Parker from Powder Springs. And so this is from a 931 area code. Hey, play me a clip of that song, Ray, please. Here you go.
David Asher Parker from Powder Springs, November 27, turn 23.
Did you write that one?
I did.
What was that? What was that write about?
That song is 100% true story about the fake ID that I had before I was 21. The name is right. It's from Powder Springs, Georgia. Like, it's my story of kind of looking back on those days.
So David Ashley Parker, is that a real person, though, that's reached out to you and been like, where's my ID, loser?
Oh, it is. And so the only difference is his name is actually Ashley David Parker. I just flipped it because David sang better, honestly. And his fiance at the time, now wife, reached out to me on Facebook after the song came out. And she was like, I think that that's my fiance, and I think the name's backwards. And that wasn't really public knowledge yet, so I knew that it was probably legit. And the first time I met him was when I flew him up to Nashville to film the music video.
You flew him up?
Yeah, and we put him in the video.
Oh, that's funny.
Awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Do you still have the ID?
I don't. It got taken up by a bouncer in Athens, Georgia.
How did you originally get his ID?
My friend Michael found it on the floor.
He robbed a house. Yeah. Like, I've never told this story, but yes. We broke in.
It was crazy.
So like, you didn't like, it wasn't like a friend of a friend and you knew him, like you found it.
Oh, yeah. My buddy was leaving a bar in Athens, Georgia. Like, last call, walking out, it was on the floor of the bar. He picked it up, called me the next day, and said, hey, this guy kind of looks like you, you know, so it'll work.
Did he look like you? Were you insulted? You were like, I'm way better looking than that guy.
Oh, man, at that point, I was like 135 pounds, soaking wet, buzzed head. Like, there was, anybody looked better than me at that point in my life. So, yeah, it looked good.
All right, Travis Denning is here. They gave me a couple games to play with you.
Okay.
One of them I feel is unfair, so we're going to play that one first.
All right, perfect. We're going to do only that one then, yeah.
It says, how well does Travis Denning know the Bobby Bones show? Okay. And I think it's tough because you don't wake up early in the morning.
Yeah, that could get awkward.
You and I know each other outside of the show, but the rest of here, it's tough.
Might be tough.
Are you drinking coffee this morning?
I am, yeah.
And my point, it's probably struggle to get up this early. It's probably not normal.
It's not, pretty much.
Yeah. Did you sleep last night knowing you were going to come up here, or were you kind of like, ooh, a little nervous? Or
what? No, about 11:15, I was out cold.
So you didn't care, really? Just another night?
I was like, whatever, you know.
Okay, here we go. Five questions. Let's see what your grade is.
I'm so scared. Let's do it.
What state am I from?
It's Arkansas.
Softball, there it is.
Nice. Easy.
First one, right. Good. There's 20% so far of the A. All right. What's my dog's name? Travis.
Puppy?
Oh, you think you named his dog Puppy?
I literally follow you on Instagram, and I'm drawing a blank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with Rufus.
Oh, Rufy. No, his name is Stanley, after Stanley in The Office.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. You won't get the rest of these either, then.
Yeah.
If he didn't get Stanley, no, there's no chance.
There's no chance of this one. How many kids does Amy have?
Two.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
You're now at 40%.
And you adopted both?
Yes.
Yep.
Bonus? You know, there's no bonus.
Oh, there's no extra credit. There you go.
Name the country.
No extra credit.
What? It was in Africa, correct? Is it?
Close. Okay. No, just kidding. Not close.
Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Haiti.
Our kids are from Haiti. What's the name of my last book?
The Bobby Bones book, you know? Duh. I mean, and if you didn't name it that, then I'm sorry. You should have consulted with me. That's great.
It's called Fail Until You Don't.
Ah.
And you lose that one.
Obviously, I haven't read that. Because I'm failing until I continue.
One more here. What's Amy's husband's name?
Oh, there's no way.
Oh, Mr. Amy.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll take it.
Yay! Yay!
Well,
if I do my math, that's 105% correct.
That is not. It is 60% with the gift of one question. Her husband's name is Ben.
Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Ben.
As in Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben's rice. As in Ben Simmons, who plays for the 76ers.
Mm-hmm. He played for... You're married to Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
She dated him after the Kardashian finished.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah.
Finished.
All right, here's the game that I thought would be good for you.
Okay, perfect.
Travis, as an artist, you've torn travel all across the country, so I'm pretty sure you got to know the United States pretty well by now.
Yes, sir.
Been to pretty much all the states. Been to Alaska yet?
I've not been to Alaska, and I actually have not been to Vermont or Hawaii, but other than that, I've been everywhere else.
So we're going to give you a state. You just tell us the capital.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's you know what? I'll put Amy in this game too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That way you both are.
We look not smart.
No, it's you both look great when you
we
nail
can
all
equally
these.
Not
no,
look
I
smart.
Mean geography's not my thing. But go ahead.
Let's start with New Mexico.
Can we discuss?
No, you're playing against team. Each other.
Oh, I thought we were working together.
It's
Hold on. You don't answer until
we'll rotate. Amy, okay. You go first. New Mexico. What's your answer?
I'm gonna go with Albuquerque.
Oh. Although a lovely town, that is not right. Do you know New Mexico?
Santa Fe.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, shoot. Beautiful place.
Travis.
I was going to say Albuquerque, so I'm glad that was wrong. Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
This
I'm
segment
like, I
always
fly
gets
into
us in trouble with our listeners.
I know. They're like, how do you not know my town?
Mm-hmm. Travis, what's the state capital of Mississippi?
Jackson.
Correct.
Wow.
Amy,
actually, I'm going to kill this game now that I think about it.
Okay, yeah, we'll just roll you then, Smarty
you
Pants.
You see more of the world than I do.
Smarty Pants.
Travis, what's the capital of Alabama?
Birmingham.
Incorrect.
Oh, is it Tuscaloosa?
No.
Not so smart, are we?
Oh, it's...
Wow. What do you got?
It's Montgomery.
Okay. Oh,
man. Yeah, what's up?
That's right. Sorry, Alabama.
California.
Sacramento.
Nice. Illinois.
Oh, man. That's tough, but I'm going with Chicago.
Not accurate.
Not accurate. Not
shout out to all of our Chicago listeners right now, though, on Big 95.5.
Mm-hmm.
But it is Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, God. There's a Springfield in every state. So, yeah, that
not
makes
an excuse. Yeah. How about Wyoming?
Cheyenne.
Nice. How about Montana?
See, this is tough because I can see it. I can see it.
What do you see?
It's not Helena, is it?
It is. Okay, but, do you get credit for that if you go, it's not?
Wait. No, it's Helena. It's Helena.
We'll do one more. Arkansas.
Little Rock.
Correct. Let's do more. Wisconsin.
Oh. Is it... Oh, that's tough. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it right now. Madison.
That's right.
Boom.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
You're much better at states than you are us.
Yeah, sorry.
Congratulations.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this teenager employee at an Atlanta Chick-fil-A found $900 when he was cleaning up the dining room. But he was like, you know what? This is not mine. I'm going to take it to my manager. And so between the two of them, they were able to track the person down. The receipt was actually in the envelope with the $900. And then she had used the Chick-fil-A app for her purchase. So they were able to find her. And guess what? That $900 was her rent money.
Oh, wow.
So she was super thankful. So shout out to Chase Withers, that high school senior that found the money and did the right thing.
Yeah, always cool when people return cash because you couldn't track cash.
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. And people at Chick-fil-A always doing good things.
I'm sure they were just
we should just have our Chick-fil-A tell me something good of the day, almost.
My pleasure.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Let's go!
All last hour, Travis Denning has been filling in for Lunchbox. Travis is a new artist. He's got a song in the top 20 right now, and the song is at number 16, just flying up the charts. So we had a lot of fun with you last hour. I hope you had fun.
I had a blast.
But now you're not our co-host anymore. You're actually an artist that's coming in to play a song.
Do I get treated worse or better?
Better.
Perfect.
Yeah, because...
Better.
Yeah. When you're just one of us, you're one of us. It's like, who cares? But now, there he is, Travis. Yeah! Wow, my new favorite artist, Travis Denning in studio.
My new favorite guy.
What's up with those boots? They look pretty fancy cowboy boots.
Yeah, these are Lucchese's rattlesnakes. I always wanted a pair growing up, and I wear them all the time, like on stage and just around town at the gym sometimes if there's not a lot of people in there. But I love them, yeah.
When you were growing up, who'd you listen to on the radio, and you were like, man, I love them? Like, who are the artists that kind of inspired you to get into music?
I mean, for me, early on, it was like AC/DC and a lot of Southern rock. So the Allman Brothers Band, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Marshall Tucker Band. And then the more that I drew to country music, you know, the older I got, it was like John Anderson and Shenandoah. They weren't necessarily like on the radio at the time, but that's who I loved. And then current artists were like Jason Aldean, especially Keith Urban. I mean, as a guitar player, I mean, it's hard not to have him as one of your heroes.
The crazy thing about Travis is he is a really great guitar player. Would you know that, Eddie?
Yeah, well, from our Christmas party, I could tell.
Do one of those things. Where you go.
One of those little things.
Yeah. And he does that face too.
Yeah.
It's like you're smashing a bug at the same time. Are you the guy that can take your guitar to party and they'd be like, play Shenandoah, and you can play it?
Yeah, I just normally, I don't want to be the guy at the party though, but I usually can be, yeah. I used to be that guy in high school.
If you love AC/DC, did you ever play AC/DC songs?
Oh, you could just ramble them off. I could play them right now.
Could you do a little bit on acoustic?
Yes.
We didn't go through this. I love AC/DC.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's do,
wow.
I'll give you a tough one. I'll give you Back in Black. Do you know the guitar riff?
Yeah.
All right. Can you sing it though, even though it's kind of a
Back in Black? I hear the sack. I bet you know when I'm glad. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good. Awesome.
Nailed it.
Okay, Shook Me All Night Long.
That one's easier to sing.
All right, give us a little bit of that vocal.
She was a fast machine. She kept my motor clean. Was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had a sitting. That's all. That's the only word.
Yeah.
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 So thanks so much.
Wow. Let's play your song here. Right, this is Travis Denning in studio. He served his time 1 hour with us, guest hosting. He's got a top 20 song on the chart right now. With this song here called After a Few. Anything you want to say about this song? Thank you very much. Here he is.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show. And sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Nice job, buddy. You can follow Travis on Instagram, Travis R. Denning. And we found out the R stands for rent, as in pay your rent.
With a Z. With a Z, rents.
Pay your
rents.
Multiple rents.
pay all your rents.
Travis R. Denning on Instagram. Well, we shall now conclude our time together.
Did I pass?
Well, it's over, so I guess so.
I guess so.
Yeah, we sent the coin guy home after like 10 minutes yesterday.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'm just kidding. What'd you learn today, Travis?
I learned that I need to brush up on my Bobby Bones Show trivia is mainly what I learned.
True. That's good. That's the main thing. Let's bring in our parting gift. As always, we bring in a parting gift for our host. And here he is with a birthday cake, and it's not even his birthday.
It's not my birthday. Oh, thank you so much. Yay. You know what? I have wanted a Rascal Flatts farewell tour cake for years. So thank you so much.
It's literally something we've had in the back room. We've been trying to get rid of. And now our party gift.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Blow out the candles.
Make a wish. Okay.
I made a wish.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. My wish is that I don't really have to keep this forever.
My wish for you.
My wish for me.
Travis, good to see you, bud.
Thanks, man.
Well, someone grab that cake from him. He's got a guitar and a cake, and he can't move.
Yeah, it's
guitar
awkward. Cake.
He's stuck.
Ken, folks, but are you doing something with Sam? Are you going on tour?
Yeah, I'm touring with Sam all summer. Yeah.
Like one date or? Oh, okay.
No, actually, this is going to be the 42
Hold on, shut her down,
tour.
Ray. Hold on, you can't hear the song. What is it? It's you're doing all the dates.
I'm doing all the dates
with Dustin Lynch now.
With Dustin Lynch now.
With Sam.
One date with Al Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then with Sam.
All right. TMZ put a story this morning on the internet. Greg Robinson, who made a ton of money playing in the NFL, like millions and millions and millions of dollars, he was busted with 156.9 pounds of marijuana in his car, facing up to 20 years in prison. Isn't that crazy? Because, again, the guy was the number two overall pick in the 2014 NFL draft, is worth millions and millions of dollars, and was basically hustling in some weed a lot, but when you have that much money,
he's doing the business like of.
Oh, I didn't know. Was he taking it to the house or selling it?
With that much,
you're selling it.
I don't know how much that is.
157 pounds.
Pounds.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's a me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of
That's
parties.
A crazy party.
Yeah.
He was in a 2020 Chevy Tahoe, but I just wonder, does he even have that money? And why, if he's running the business, does he not have somebody else doing it? Do you see the story?
Yeah, it's crazy. You wonder, just like, you see these people, these athletes that make a lot of money, you're like, they don't need to do anything like that. But it happens. I don't know.
I just feel like sometimes if they were already involved in it, it's hard to get out.
But you can move up the ranks.
That's true.
And if you have that much money, you have somebody else drive it in.
Yeah.
That's my only thing. So I saw that. I saw Chris Pratt was talking about, and I never related to Chris Pratt so much in my life. Here's Chris Pratt on Ellen talking about spray tans.
I feel sexy when...
when I get the spray tan.
That's totally you. Is that when you feel your most sexy?
No, mostly. Mine's when I'm at a good weight. If I'm at like 159.
And tan though, it's like bonus.
I don't know. Tan sometimes it doesn't. I do it so I don't get next to Luke Bryan or Ryan on American Idol, and they're really dark, and I'm pasty Polly. But I like to be like 159, and I see it on the scale, and it just makes me feel good. I'm trying to get back there right now. I got like 10 days to kind of get myself down to that weight.
But that spray tan really does make you look fit, huh?
Yeah, if you can't.
Like, it's not fair for a lot of you, like, pale skin guys, white guys.
Yeah,
like,
no, you're lucky.
Dark, like, really, I can be like really like fat, and I can see a little bit of my abs because my skin color. Seriously, because of my skin color.
He's on to something.
Eddie, stop it.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg reportedly gets his armpits blow dried before speeches.
No, he does not.
Why is that weird?
Okay, now,
Why don't you think it's weird?
If you sweat a lot and you have to go talk in front of people?
Why don't you just put a towel under there?
But what's the difference?
I don't know. It just seems weird. But I guess if he has a person that can do that, great.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg's armpits are blow-drying before speeches. He is super sweaty, though.
Oh.
Like, he's a really sweaty guy. And so... Mark Zuckerberg, who became famous for his perspiration during a televised 2010 interview, quote, is consumed by his public image. The 35-year-old wants to look cool and dry instead of sweaty and nervous, which makes sense.
He's probably self-conscious about it, too.
Yeah, I would think so. If you sweat a lot, you probably... What is your weirdest grooming thing that you do?
Oh, I would...
Come on, Amy.
I'll tell you mine.
Yeah.
My facial hair gets gray right about my sideburns. So right where there's like, you cross the equator and my facial hair turns gray on my sideburns. Mm. And so before I'll go on TV, they'll take a toothbrush and brush that little part of my sideburn.
Oh, wow.
With like brown spray. And again, not something I can control. I'm not embarrassed of it.
And it's temporary, just washes right out.
Yeah, washes right out. And I can also shave my sideburn out because it's not in my hair. My hair is not gray, but I do have, it goes brown, 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 gray.
Yeah.
So I have to color that in. So that's probably for me.
You? Something new I started doing was Hillary Duff on Instagram taught me how to contour my nose. So I just started doing that the last few weeks. Have you noticed?
Mm-mm.
No. No, I can't.
My nose doesn't look slimmer.
Hillary Duff has a new song out that's really good, though.
Really?
Oh, really? Oh, you're Caitlin. Show it to you?
No, it's a Third Eye Blind cover. Her and her husband, who's a pop singer guy in EDM world, Matthew Combe, I think is his name. They did a cover of Third Eye Blind, Never Let You Go. And so... Again, I didn't tell anybody with enough time to put a clip in. Let's see if I can find it on my phone. But, you know, never let you go.
Yeah.
See if you find Third Eye Blind version, Ray. But it's really good. I mean, it's kind of a dancey version. But Hillary Duff has music. And then I was getting a haircut yesterday, and I heard it in there. Here you go. This is from my phone.
There's every good reason.
Remember that song?
Yeah, yeah. That sounds awesome.
He sings in it too. Morgan, number two, do you know this song?
No, I haven't heard it.
No, do you know the original version?
I don't know. I'd have to hear it first.
Ray, do you have Third Eye Blind version?
There we go.
This is it.
Yeah.
Man, I still love Third Eye Blind. Nothing, Morgan?
Yeah, no, I do know it, yeah. What year is this?
Turned it up. 2001, maybe?
Yeah, it's one of their later songs.
Yeah, at the end. Yeah, that was awesome. Amy's dad is on her Four Things podcast. Is he on the episode now, when it came out today?
Yeah, the one that came out today. He's in the intro with me, and it's his podcast debut. And the thing with him is, it's been about a year and a half since he had throat surgery, so he hasn't felt... I've invited him on before, but he has turned me down because he didn't feel comfortable talking yet, and now he's getting to a place where he feels like he can talk.
Yeah, Amy's dad had throat cancer kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You thought he was just going in for something small, and then... here we are a year and a half later.
Yeah.
And no, here's the clip.
Number one is Stevenson and Sashira. Number two is Hope. And Hope keeps me going because every day I have another challenge, but Hope keeps me going.
So
he's sharing the four things he's grateful for.
The first two were your kids.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
And well, Hope.
Good. Check out Amy's podcast. It's called Four Things with Amy Brown. All right. And then one final story. Bieber is still defending the claim he can beat up Tom Cruise in a fight.
Okay.
This would be a good pay-per-view.
Yeah. You got that
yummy. Tom Cruise, though, right, a lot older and shorter.
Yeah.
But that guy's probably hardcore. As much as he trains for his movies and learns how to fight and fly jets.
Mission Impossibles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
Who would you bet to win that? Justin Bieber or Tom Cruise? I think I'd go with Tom Cruise if I were betting money on it.
You'd probably make money on that bet.
Amy?
I guess I'm going to go with Bieber. He's,
youth vote?
Yeah. And he's getting that NAD treatment, NAD or whatever. I don't know. I'll pick Bieber.
Eddie?
Oh, I go Bieber, man. Remember that Calvin Klein ad he did when he was all ripped?
But being ripped doesn't mean you can fight.
I don't know. Conor McGregor's pretty ripped.
Why does Bieber keep doing these hockey things on Instagram?
I don't follow him.
Oh, you don't? Oh, he keeps like doing these things. And so to me, well, at least what I'm seeing him do, he seems agile.
Oh, I'm sure he's young and confused. I'm just saying Tom Cruise has been trained in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
I do have a Drew hoodie, though, now. One of Justin.
Oh, you got
Drew.
It?
Oh, you got one?
Yeah, Caitlin brought me one.
Cool.
Nice.
I haven't really worn it yet.
That's like, one of the few.
Mm.
Why aren't you wearing it? Are you kind of like worried that...
No, I've had guests in every day this week so far for the most part. We're worried about what? I don't
care. People think like, oh, look at this guy trying to be all like Bieber.
You were originally.
I did wear it out this weekend because I went and had lunch with a couple friends and a girl who was like 19 was like, love the hoodie. And here I am, 39. I'm like,
it's funny.
Like, hey, thank you very much. For some reason, I'm talking.
Thanks,
like,
yo.
It's lit, huh? And then she's like, you listen to the new album? And I would.
Stop it. She didn't say that.
She did. And I had because of Caitlin, and I was like, yeah. And she was like, what's your favorite song? And I was like, well, probably Intentions or Don't Want a Little Dicky.
No, Yummy. Stay away from Yummy.
Well, Yummy. That's what all the posters are like.
Right.
All the posters are like Yummy.
It's dope, though.
It is.
I'll probably wear it next week. All right. They spent a bunch of money and did a study, and the study says that beer goggles are real. Now, I don't know what it's like to be drunk. I would like to know what it's like to be drunk. But do we need a study, Eddie, to prove that beer goggles are real?
Absolutely not. I'll tell you right now, beer goggles are real.
Well, we have it in a study, though, so you don't have to tell us anymore.
By experience, I know that it's real.
Describe to me what it's like to be beer goggled.
So it's usually used in kind of the way of you think a girl that is not really that attractive is really attractive when you're drunk.
Yeah, or a guy.
Right. Well, I'm speaking from my point of view. You start with the more you drink, Bones, the more fuzzier things get. It's kind of like when you're walking the beach, you know, and you see someone from far away like, oh, okay. And then they get closer and like, oh, no. It's like that.
What? Okay. Yeah.
Morgan, number two, you're kind of living it right now. Are beer goggles a thing for girls?
Yes. I think it goes both ways. I mean, there's been times where I'll think a guy's attractive when I'm out drinking at a bar. I'll be like, next day, I'll be like, maybe not my best thought. thought, I guess.
Or that he was more fun than he actually was.
Yeah, personality too is a thing. You just kind of highlight them and like you put them on this pedestal and then the next day you're like, where did that pedestal come from?
It's real, man.
You're impaired.
Well, I wonder, because I have a bunch of guy friends that have dealt with this, been like, man, I made out with a girl, hooked up with a girl, and she wasn't as hot when I wasn't drunk. But I've never heard it from the girl side. And so how do you find out? Do you go to Instagram? Do you, like, see them?
Yeah, I mean, you get their phone number and stuff, and there'll be times, like, I'll, you know, flirt with a guy at a bar, and then I'll go on a date with him, and I'll be like, oof, maybe she shouldn't have gone on that date. Because you just don't. You think so highly of them when you're drinking, and then you just realize a lot of things when you're sober.
Do you ever wonder how many times you've been beer goggled? Because I wonder
Wow.
Like, how many girls have I been out with that thought I was way hotter?
Oh, because they had a drink or two?
Yeah, and then I'm with them, and they're like, what Morgan said, they're like, oh, boy. Like, that's where my mind goes. Like, how many girls went out with me and then been like, oh, he's not what I thought he was. I thought he was like Ryan Gosling, but he's more like Clay Aiken. Ugh, man. A new study finally proved that beer goggles do exist. The researchers found that drunk people don't really judge whether someone's attractive to them or not, so they give attention to people they may not be interested in when they're sober, which is what you've all thought.
Yes.
But we had to spend money and have researchers at Edge Hill University. They monitored people at a bar and found that sober people get distracted by attractive faces, but drunk people get distracted by all faces.
That's funny.
So it's possible that when you're drunk, you give attention to someone you may not give attention to when you're sober because you're not even processing whether they look good to you or not, really. It's mostly how they make you feel. I was also reading a story, not the same about drinking, but I was reading a story about a disease where you can't remember people's faces, period. Mm. Like we see someone's face and I can remember that's Amy's face, Eddie's face. Or if I don't know your name, I can still remember seeing that face. But there are some people who have a disease, they can't remember anyone's face, even people they're close to. So they have no facial remembering at all.
Can you imagine that people probably think you're rude for not remembering them? Like, dude, I see you all the time. You don't remember me?
Imagine like a brother or sister or husband or wife.
Yeah, that's right. Hard. Every time you see them.
So they have to remember through like voice texture, like listening, but they never recognize a face again, which is just wild to me.
Bobby Bones.
Well, we're done, so hopefully you'll go check out the show podcast. A lot of interesting content happened today. Morgan, number two, what should people go check out?
Well, Travis Denning filled in for Lunchbox today.
Yeah, and so he came in. We learned that his girlfriend is that daughter of a 90s country star.
Yeah.
And you can hear that story on the podcast. What else?
Your TikTok was reposted by someone really famous.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then one more.
Ray Lynn was on the show, and she shared some details about her song, Bra Off.
All right. All of that, just search Bobby Bones Show On Demand and check out the podcast for today. Tomorrow, Luke Bryan in studio as part of the Friday Morning Conversation. Amy, what's happening with you today?
Just hanging out with my husband today. He's been gone for like a week, so I'm going to get some time with him. What about you?
I'm going to the children's hospital right after this. I'm going to go and do a Q&A with a bunch of the kids. It's a lot of the kids that can't come down from their rooms.
Oh.
And they have the ability to set it up digitally. So I can be in a room in the hospital and talk to all the kids and not risk their immune systems by being with some knucklehead who's been touching door handles all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll see. I don't know that I'm... Kids don't care.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it should be good. It should be good. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Again, Luke Bryan will be in tomorrow. Thanks again to Travis Denning. Check out his song After a Few. Watch his performance on our Instagram Live. IGTV.
Yes, you got it.
Oh, IGTV.
Yeah, there's Instagram Live, Instagram TV.
Big difference.
Instagram After Dark, Dark Web Instagram.
Just now.
There's all these Instagrams
that
I watch.
Do you do IGTV?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to go check out your TV page.
It just loads on the channel. It's just anything over a minute.
Yeah. I know, but there's a special little button for it, and I'm just now starting to realize that.
Good for you.
I posted my first one, and I'm like, wow, and it was so easy.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you on Friday. Bye, guys.